Thank you, Madam Speaker. My father once said to me, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. In the short time I've served in this body, one thing is clear. This is not a serious place. Last year, we watched as the other side delayed COVID relief for months to inflict maximum pain and sway the outcome of the election. The Speaker said as much. And yet these last 2 days, we have seen just how fast they can move when they want to exact political retribution on their opponents. My friends on the other side now have complete control of both houses of Congress, and in a few days, they will control the entire executive branch as well. Madam Speaker, Joe Biden has talked about unity and healing. Is that what this is today? Is accusing Republican lawmakers of sedition and calling for their expulsion the plan for healing? Is working with Silicon Valley to digitally disappear those with whom they disagree with the plan for reconciliation? I was among the first to condemn the riots in Madison months ago, and I condemn what happened last week. But where were the swift accusations of incitement and insurrection from the other side last year? Is today's political theater a preview of what the American people can expect from single-party rule? 2 years of double standards and punishing those who voted for someone else? Madam Speaker, I hope Mr. Biden is watching today, and he will rise to the moment and call off this effort to rub salt in the wounds of millions of Americans. It is now time for all of us, Democrats and Republicans alike, to turn down the temperature.